Blog Talk Radio. I feel so light. I feel so excited about my future. The call-in number is 657-383-0732. And thank you, bensound.com, for the unlicensed music that leads in our show and takes our breaks. I really love the way I sound to my listeners. And you can catch my blog at createneworder.wordpress.com. And hopefully, and send me your emails of interest so that I get on the bestseller list before my book is even out. Looks like the book will be coming out sooner rather than later. Public appearances. We have a West Islip lecture coming up on Long Island. I will, as we get closer to the date, I will get back to you with how the particulars for that lecture. And I will tell you that the lecture on January 22nd was an incredible lecture with 103 people in attendance. So it was really fantastic. So in May will be West Islip, and I hope to see you there if you're on Long Island. And if you're not on Long Island, write to me and let me know what area you are in, and I will work in that area to get a good program offered to you there on how to get organized, motivated, and change your life or enhance your life to become more comfortable and stronger and happier in whatever it is that you pursue. What's in my glass today? Well, I will tell you that there is a glass of wine in my glass today. Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc is what I am drinking tonight. And the reason I'm drinking that tonight is because today is National Drink Wine Day. Not that me and my girlfriends need to have a national day for such a thing, but we were doing a little drinking of wine this weekend together. And I'll get into that more at 20 after. In Girl in Town. So I am having also quite a bit of water. I'm a bit dehydrated and I'm not quite sure what's going on there. I'm just not drinking enough water, or I'm a little too active, or my life is changing so dramatically inside and out. Maybe that's what the problem is, but I'm beefing up the water. But I'm also beefing up the moisturizing. And I bought a new product on the shelf, over the counter in the drugstore. L'Oreal Age Perfect for mature skin, because apparently that's what I am now. And the day cream is collagen moisture filler, and the night cream is the anti-sagging, anti-age spot hydrating moisturizer. The problem I'm having with day creams, any day creams, and this is going to be controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway, is most day creams include an SPF. I do not wear sunscreen. I do tan, and I like to sit in the sun, and I do enjoy getting a tan, and I don't sit in the sun long enough to get burned. And in the beginning of the year, when I'm as fair as I am, which by any standards, standing next to anybody, it looks like I just got back from Florida. It's just my, I have a lot of melanin in my skin, or in my body. I'm on the controversial plane with SPFs. I don't think they're healthy for us. The skin is the largest organ of our body, and we're putting these chemicals on our bodies to save us from the sun. And I don't know what it's doing to us physiologically. What I do know is that I slathered my children with sunscreens so that they would never get burned and they wouldn't have a risk of melanoma. And what my children now are is very fair, and they don't tan at all. And when they were little, when they were babies, they would get brown. So I really think the SPF changes our skin. I'm not saying to not do it. I'm saying what's right for me, and we all have to make decisions for what's right for us. However, SPF is not something I'm looking for. I don't want to add it. Now, maybe moisturizers at large are full of chemicals, and they don't belong on my skin either. So maybe I need to do even more research on that and stick to the olive oils and the coconut oils and any natural oils to just put on my skin, which I do also. The point being is we should be careful about what we put in our bodies and what we put on our bodies. Our health depends on what we expose ourselves to. And that includes physiologically as far as intake and nutrition and food, and what we put on our skin, because I'm sorry, it does get absorbed, sucks into your skin. That means whatever's in that cream that you put on your body is definitely going into your body. But it also is what we put into our minds. What are we filling our minds with, and how are we affecting other people with our demeanor or our presence in somebody's life? This is important. How healthy are we in our behavior, and how healthy are we to our internal organs, and are they both related? The positive spin, the current news, something that I have just found that I want to share with you tonight, is a man, and his name is Andrew Knowlman. He is from Australia, and I just learned about him because I now read a blog that's called Stop for a Moment People. And I found this blog because of thehustle.com. Thehustle.com is a website about business news and everything you need to know today about business news. And there was an ad on thehustle.com for positive news. So it's www.positive.news. And go there, and you will find all sorts of positive stories. Well, one of the stories that I found on positive news was Laughing, Crying, We Have It All. And this was by Andrew Knowlman. And Andrew Knowlman is a positive news co-owner. And he has advanced motor neuron disease. And he writes his books and blog with his eyes. And the disease is so challenging, but it's shown him about the good in the world. So in the last 3 years, he's lost the use of his arms, legs, hands, voice, and he can't eat and drink on his own. He's a father to a 15-year-old and 11-year-old, and he is married, and he's from Queensland, Australia. And you know, he's very seriously candid about his prognosis. He's very seriously candid about his diagnosis. And he talks about, you know, don't pay attention to Stephen Hawking's longevity because, you know, most people survive 2 or 3 years after diagnosis. So the family's upset over the illness, and he lives in basically what we know as a nursing home here in America. And it's devastating because they miss their old life. They miss what they had once. But he decided to become the co-owner of Positive News because he feels it's important that people hear about the good in the world no matter the source. Even somebody with such a diagnosis of such a horrible, weighty, negative prognosis, he works on being positive and having a good attitude of spreading good news. He works with whatever resources are available to him that with his now disabling diagnosis, he can still write a blog with his eyes. That's pretty phenomenal. When I read this story, I'm thinking how challenging it must be for him to do this. However, the other side of that is he has the ability to do it with his eyes, so he does it. What is it that's holding you back, that you feel you can't do something? When you see a story like this, when you read a story about this, and you think about somebody who's living his life with such a debilitating diagnosis, and you're walking around lazy, maybe apathetic, what for? What do you have to lose in accomplishing something? Anything. Like painting a birdcage. You have a birdcage and you want to paint it white and want to see what it's going to look like and you think you're going to like it better, so paint it. What's holding you back? Are you sitting in front of the television to be entertained so that you can avoid doing something else? What is stopping you from taking a step forward in a direction you've never gone? Somebody like Andrew Knowlman, who has information to share, has feelings, has a debilitating disease, and he's writing a blog. He's a co-owner of Positive News because he feels that there's something else to contribute to this world than a negative outlook. I highly recommend that you check out Positive News. It's www.positivenews.com. You can even just Google Andrew Knowman, K-N-O-W-L-M-A-N, and his blog will come up, and you can learn more about him. I suggest you do. It inspired me, and I think we all need a little inspiration, especially in light of what happened this week. What happened this week? Even I, who does not get regular television, I stream everything. Even I, who doesn't get a newspaper anymore and I get my internet news, know about what has happened in the news this week. We've had another school shooting. This one is different in the sense that it has been exposed, and it was exposed rapidly, that the young man responsible for the shooting, or allegedly responsible for the shooting, not only had attention from the FBI and the school and other sources in a negative light, that there was something going on with this young man. I understand, and I could be wrong, so you can join the conversation and join me with knowledge that you have of the situation by giving a call at 657-383-0732 and correct me if I'm wrong in what I'm going to say next. But what I understand is that this young man's biological parents passed away, both of them. And there was a family that he went to live with that was agreed upon with his biological parents, and he went to this family. I'm not exactly sure when his biological parents died, but when we have a teenage boy who has gone through some trauma, especially in relationship with his parents, and whatever that trauma is, this young man is now at risk. He did not get the attention that he deserved, I think. It's just an idea. But what I'm thinking is, and what I'm asking is, when was the last time anybody put their arms around this young man? When was the last time anybody actually listened to what he had to say without judging him or aggressively countering his claims or thoughts or ideas? When was the last time that this young man got any attention whatsoever that made him feel safe and comfortable? How can anybody his age feel safe and comfortable after losing his whole world? I don't know. Does that give him license to do what he did? No. Does it give him license to go and acquire these firearms? No. That's another question altogether. But what I know, what I feel, what I see, what I've learned about this situation is this young man wasn't communicated with, and nobody allowed him to communicate. And this is the sadness that we're surrounded by. Was he mentally ill before the trauma was laid upon his doorstep for his life? Was he? Or was something caused to happen because of the trauma? And how was he treated? I'm betting dollars to donuts that he was on a medication, or at least he was on one and went off of one medication. And there is a medication that I really firmly believe. If you want to email me at solutions@createneworder.com and find out the medication I'm referring to and why I may sound a little upset over that medication, because it was poison. And the medication that is so readily given out to at-risk youth is poison and can cause psychosis. And yes, I make that statement knowledge, and I can give you doctors who would support that statement. The fact of the matter is we're missing something. We're missing something with our at-risk kids. We are missing something with the mentally ill in this country. And as insurance company coverage for mental illness diminishes or completely is eliminated, and as our states and counties go out of the mental health care business, what are we supposed to do, folks? Lose the compassion and discard people? Mentally ill is the worst treated population on the face of this planet, and shame on us. Shame on us. Go back to Positive News and read some good stories, and read some stories about people making a difference in this world, and perhaps you'll see some literature four writings from me with positive outreach to the mentally ill and possibly with our government, because there's something terribly wrong and we need to take stock and pause and start thinking about where has the compassion gone for our neighbor? Where has it gone? That's the soapbox for tonight, folks, and it's 8:20 p.m. on February 18th, 2018, and this is Just Call Jennifer, and I am Jennifer N.A. Please give a call and join our conversation at 657-383-0732. Ask your question. Why are you not moving forward? What is holding you back? What is keeping you from achieving the dream, the thing that you always wished your life was? It's about pursuit, folks, and we're going to talk about Just Calling Jennifer and creating your new order. Right now at 8:20 p.m., we're going to talk Girl in Town. This girl in town went to the Poconos this weekend and spent a couple of days, couple of nights with my friends. Now, let's talk about friendships, because friendships are so incredibly important, and as I meet more people over time and I hear more people over time, people have trouble making friends later in life. And I wish I knew why. Why do we become so guarded? Why do we lose our sense of socializing? Well, in today's day and age, with our technical world, our computer screens and our smartphones and headphones and tablets, and we're sucked into a world of isolation in many cases. We don't have to talk to anybody. We can talk to people with our commentary without rebuttal on Facebook or any other social media. We can send pictures through Snapchat and Instagram. We can put our business information out on LinkedIn. We have so many avenues to communicate without actually talking to each other. Well, I suggest that if you don't have a circle of friends, I suggest you work on that. Because my circle of friends is just one of the most wonderful things in my life, my circle of friends. It's important that we do things together. It's important that we spend time together. And it's important that we talk and we laugh and we cry and we argue and we make up. That's a relationship. And finding kindness and comfort with a group of people is one of the most extraordinary experiences in my life. I met these ladies, most of these ladies, when my oldest daughter went to kindergarten, because their oldest daughters went to kindergarten with my daughter. And although our children were friends during school, and as adults, they are not as close as they once were, we as women are still very close and the best of friends. So this weekend, girls in town went to the Poconos, Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and one of the girls, Leslie, who's relatively new to the group and is just incredible. So let me name them all so that we all know. Yeah, I don't want anybody to feel like I didn't credit them. So it was Linda and Tracy and Kim and Debbie and myself, Jennifer, and Leslie and her friend Bonnie, who I've just met for the very first time. And we all stayed in a two-bedroom condo in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, in the Poconos. And yes, a two-bedroom condo and all these women, seven women. Well, there was a king bed and one queen blow-up mattress in one room. And then there were two queen beds and one queen blow-up mattress in the other room. And we were just fine. We are that comfortable with each other. We've been traveling together for quite some time. And even though Bonnie and Leslie are relatively new to the group, we're all very comfortable women. We're all very secure women in ourselves. And we all know how to take care of each other, lean on each other, and have fun. Have the simple pleasure of having this social circle of women and have fun. So the occasion that brought us all together was Leslie's birthday. I won't mention her age. All right, fine, 47. But it was a gorgeous weekend in the sense that we got up there on Friday night and had some wine and a couple of snacks and did some talking and all went to sleep. We got up in the morning and had some leisurely coffee and then decided to go to a couple of places to explore while we were there. And let's see, I just want to get these names right. Yetters was one place that we went to because I love to go to A, junk shops, B, antique shops, C, any kind of shopping. let's face it, this girl in town loves to tour around and experience something new or just go to a browsery. So we went to Yetter's year-round yard sale, and this is a place that goes on and on and on. It's like a never-ending building. You think you're going to walk into a building that's sort of structured when you look at it from the outside. You go inside, and you go room through room through room, make a left, make a right, go up, go down, and there's absolutely everything there, and it is a yard sale. Everything there, I believe, is used and ends up there as a yard sale kind of item. So I bought very little this year. The one thing that we did buy at Yetter's was a little princess, a little happy birthday crown for the happy birthday girl, Leslie. So that was a whole lot of fun, and she wore it, and we have some pictures. Maybe I post it for you. Just fun. Just simple pleasures of having a good time together. Kim did get a set of wine glasses with a beautiful winter scene etched on them for like $6. So Yetter's was a lot of fun to go into and explore, look around, and find those little treasures. Or not. It's just you can find years gone by, like Corelle dishes. Or you might just find a crystal vase that you might collect. You never know what you're going to find in shops like this. It might be something from your childhood, or it might be a toy, you know, for your grandchild. You never know. So Yetter's all year-round yard sale was a place that we went. We also went to an outdoor flea market up in Stroudsburg, and this was a lot of fun. It goes on and on as well. And they have mostly new products, but there's new and used, and it's really discounted stuff and, garage sale items or, you know, yard sale items that you might find, you know, in little shops. And you go in one door and you kind of go, they're connected on the inside. And, you know, people selling their wares. And if you collect things like Coca-Cola items, or there was a vendor who had vinyl. If you still listen to vinyl records, you can find some there. And you can find some new T-shirts and socks and hats and scarves and the like, kitchen gadgets. And there were food trucks there as well. So it was just sort of a meandering type of situation. And what I did buy something this weekend, which I bought very little. But I bought pop guns. No kidding. There was a vendor they're handmade pop guns. They've got a little wood handle with a plastic tube that's sort of painted, you know, like a homemade paint job, and a little cap on the end, a little plastic plug, and you pull the wood handle so that it tightens the cap, and then you push it real hard, and it pops. It pops this little cap out on a string. Well, it just tickled my fancy, and I just was giggling like a child when I picked one up and tried it. Yes, I'm one of those people. I pick things up and try them. And I had such a good time. So my little grandsons each are going to get a pop gun, and grandma's going to have her own. Because it just was pure fun, absolute pure fun. So go to these places. Go and explore and go and look around, and you just never know what you're going to find. And you're never going to know what you're going to find that's going to give you just that laugh. It's going to give you a sense of folly. Maybe you go back to your childhood. Why not? Why not have some pure fun? Give it a shot. We can't get the stress off of us as we work really hard. We can't take away the negative feelings unless we go out and enjoy the good things in life. We also went to countrykettle.com, go to their website. We went to the actual store, Country Kettle, in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and they have barrels full of candy, every single kind of candy they can possibly imagine. Old-time candy, newfangled candy, they had it all. Bit of honey all the way up to, you know, licorice strings and sugar daddies and, you know, old clove gum. You know, they had it all. They actually had candy cigarettes as well, which I thought was really funny because last week I was working with some people and we actually were talking about candy cigarettes. Anyway, so lots of candy, popcorn, the whole bit. But they had also household goods. They had everything from beer steins to Irish pottery to kitchen gadgets. They had fashion jewelry and handbags and scarves and decor and candles, every kind of candle you could possibly imagine except for Yankee Candle. So it's one of those little shops that you meander on through and you pick up a little souvenir here and there and probably too much candy. I bought none. I was really good. But that was Stroudsburg. And the Poconos, we stayed in a condo, like I said, and then we were out in Girland Towning in Stroudsburg at the flea market in Yetters and the country kettle. And then we got back because we knew it was going to snow. And about 6 o'clock, it started to snow, just these ever so light flurries after we went out and had a very light lunch and went to the supermarket to get our food that we were going to cook in. And we went back to the condo and just started to flurry when we got there. And just in such a short time, the entire landscape was so picturesque, it was as if painted. The snow was that wet kind of snow that sort of lobbed on the branches and covered the ground and covered our cars. And it was so beautiful to watch. And it was so beautiful, this painted scene, that we at some point decided we were going to take a walk. So we went out, we cleaned off our cars while it was still sort of snowing, and we took a walk in the snow. And it was so quiet, and it was so beautiful in the dark with the white snow just painted on the trees. What a lovely experience. We took the walk, finished cleaning off our cars, we wound up back in the house, we put on our cozy clothes, and we played a couple of hearty games of Jenga. There was another one, 30 seconds, or I think it was called. You have to come up with 3 things in 30 seconds. You turn the timer over. So we had a lot of fun because we had always come up with 2, not 3. Build your relationships. Build relationships with people. Even if you don't have a close-knit group like I have, talk to people. When you're out having a cup of coffee at a coffee house and there's somebody sitting alone, say hello to them. What's it going to hurt you? Nothing. Go volunteer somewhere. Give your talents, give your skills, give your knowledge to a group of people that may need volunteers. Meet other people like you in a social setting. I'm not talking about building relationships with people you work with. Not that I'm saying that that's bad, but we work to live, right? We don't live to work. You should be going out to work so that you can afford the lifestyle you want to live. And you should be working towards a lifestyle, hobbies, socialization, maybe some travel. Maybe you don't get out much. Maybe you're limited physically. That doesn't mean you can't socialize and find a group. Find a writing group. Find a poetry group. Find a voice class. Find a card game. There are groups out there, and I've mentioned meetup.com before, that there's groups out there where you can just go and join and show up and play board games together. Why not? Why not just go socialize with people who play board games? What's it going to hurt? What? It's going to get you out? I hear you. Oh, it's a pain in the neck. It's going to take me 20 minutes to get there in the car. It's dark. It's cold. Those are excuses. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose to walk into a group of people that you have never met before who have the same idea that you do? Want to play a game of Scrabble? It can be that easy. It should be that simple. Find that group of friends like Girl in Town has and travels with and goes exploring with and talks to when we need each other and depends on when we need each other and is always there when you just want to have some fun. That's Girl in Town for this week. It's February 18th, and this is Jennifer N.A., and this is Just Call Jennifer and Create New Order for Your Better Lifestyle. What are you working on? What do you want to work on? What do you want to change? Anything? Well, let's talk about what today's national day is today. I mentioned before that it's National Drink Wine Day. Also something else. Hang on a second. I have to look at my list because you know what? I write this stuff down. And we're going to talk about that in a second, about writing stuff down, what's on my tray. The Today's National Day of, it's Drink Wine Day, National Battery Day. I don't know what that means. National Battery Day, we celebrate batteries that go into our remote controls or our mouse. Well, I'll celebrate batteries because my Prius is a battery car. It's also National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day. Now, I really wish I knew that before I went shopping the other day because I would have bought it and had that for dinner. Instead, I had some salmon. A little close, not really. But Crab Stuffed Flounder Day, that is such a delicious meal. And if you can get it or make it for yourself, I hope you do. And you really do enjoy it. What's on my tray this week? Well, let's see. My glass of wine, I have a glass of water. I have a book, 300 Writing Prompts. And writing prompts are just questions that are designed to just get you to write something about answering that question. So let me open the book and I'll give you an example. Which household chores are you responsible for? Which do you hate doing? And which ones do you actually like? Now that sounds like a really mundane thing to write about, but a writing prompt is really designed to just focus your attention to a topic. I remember being in school and the topics would be given to you and you would have to write a paper or you'd have to write a story or you'd have to, you know, participate in a discussion about that topic. So a writing prompt is simply that. It's to get you involved in a topic and get you involved in writing something about that topic to get your creative juices flowing. So you don't need a book of writing prompts. I picked it up. It was on sale at the bookstore. And I thought, let me do this. 300 of them. I don't have to do 365 of them. But I figured, why not set the goal of filling this book by the end of the year? There's quite a few things, and I'm not going in order. I just kind of pick a page, and I read the prompt, and then I write. Quietly in a room, sometimes with a little classical music playing in the background, and I just simply write to answer that prompt. Like, write about three realistic goals you would like to achieve in your lifetime. That's a pretty great writing prompt, and I suggest that you make that a strategy for your life, because this is Just Call Jennifer and Create New Order Solutions, Blog Talk Radio. It's all about you. So what is it that is holding you back? I ask this question all the time. Why don't you have what you want or what you wish for? What kind of life have you always wished for? Do you ever say something like, gee, I wish I had, I don't know, a red balloon. I wish I drove a certain car. Or I wish I could declutter my house. Or I wish I could find a better job, or I wish I were a blonde. What's stopping you from doing those things? Truly, what is stopping you from doing those things? For example, if I wanted curly hair, I'd go to a salon and get a chemical treatment to make my hair curly. I used to do that. Last time I did it, my five-year-old daughter looked at me and said, oh, mommy, I think they made a mistake, so I stopped doing it. Because you know what? I have pretty nice hair, so why bother? I wish it was curly. I wish it had some kind of texture to it, but it doesn't. I'm happy with my hair. Looks good. I can manage it most of the time. Sometimes it's pretty unruly. But the fact of the matter is that I accept my hair, and I'm very comfortable with it. But if I wanted to change it, I could simply go to a salon and change it. That's all it takes. It takes maybe putting a few bucks together, making an appointment, and making the time to give to yourself. That's a really small example, but for some people, it's a really big achievement. So why not start achieving it? Why not pursue the wishes that you throw out into the air? And how do we do that? We start writing them down. So that's the other thing that's on my tray tonight. Again, wine, water, 300 writing prompts. Oh, my favorite book right now, because it was given to me by a very, very special person, Best Love Poems to Read Again and Again. That's on my tray. I think it will always be on my tray. I've got a hair band. I have 50 business cards on my tray because they need to be entered into my database, but I also have my turquoise book. And my turquoise book is a notebook. That's what it is. It's about 5 by 8 inches, And it's made by Work Happy, my turquoise book, and that's where my notes go. And what happens when you run out of this one? Well, I have a couple of other books stacked up waiting to be filled up. And I write notes all the time. And the first thing I do on the pages when I write notes is I date the page. And it keeps me grounded and it keeps me on track that I date the page. So my last entry into the book of notes was February 15th. And the entries in here were walking stick, those on top of the mountain, eBay, a Bella miniature bedroom set. Let's see. $125 parking, $200 electric, balcony, and water included. What do these things mean? What do these things in my notebook from February 15th mean? Well, they are little notes to prompt me on the thoughts or actions that I need to take. So let me explain. A couple of weeks ago, as I talked about with Girl in Town, I was out in Cutshaw, New York, and took a walk on the beach. And what did I find on the beach? I found a piece of driftwood that is a perfect walking stick for me. It's perfect in height, it's perfect in weight, it's perfect in size, perfect in shape, perfect in balance. I picked it up and I was walking with it, and I was so happy to have found it. What fun is that? I've talked about buying a walking stick for years, and I found this walking stick, so I took it. I brought it home. It's in my car. And I have all of these thoughts on what I want that walking stick to look like when I get done with it. I really don't have to do anything to it, but I want to do something to it. So I'm going to shape the end that hits the ground. I want to make it a little bit more blunt or rounded. It's very blunt in its shape where it's cut off. So I will probably cut off the bottom and then I will sand it so it's a bit rounded on the bottom. And then the top of it, I want to leave it as it is, but I do want to drill into it a spot for a compass in the top of the walking stick. And then I want to sand it down and make it incredibly smooth, which it's really very smooth already. It's a very nicely weathered piece of driftwood. And I'll sand it down. But the note says, walking stick, those on top of the mountain. My favorite quote is, those on top of the mountain did not fall there. I think that's self-explanatory. We don't get anywhere in our life without climbing, without meeting adversity, without having to learn, without having to be knocked around by experience. We don't get anywhere without walking up a mountain. We don't get anywhere without taking action to move forward, to achieve something new, to put the effort in, to take action. We don't get anywhere. So the choice is really yours. Do you want to get to the top of the mountain, or do you want to sit there and look at the mountain and say, I wish I could? It takes one step to pursue your dreams, and it takes one step after that. And you keep moving in that direction because it's not necessarily the destination. It's the journey to get there. You've heard that from everybody from Oprah to me, and the fact of the matter is, up to you to take a step to move forward. Sometimes we have to accept things that are not palatable. Sometimes we have to accept things that we didn't expect. Sometimes we have to work with what we've got and we don't have what we think we should. We may think it's unfair. Talk to Andrew Nolman about that. Look at his blog and look about his positive attitude about the things that he no longer has. The things he once did have, but look at what he does have now. Look at the example he gives, and look at the work he can achieve, even in with his diagnosis. You have nothing to lose by making an effort. You make an effort every day. You get out of bed, I hope you brush your teeth, and you wash your face, and you get yourself dressed, and you go out to work, or you go out and do some volunteer work, or you go out and take a walk, or you make the meals for the people in the household, or you take the dog out. You make those efforts every single day. Why can't you make the effort in the direction of your dreams? I say you absolutely can. So get yourself a turquoise book or any other color and start writing things down and dating them and achieving them as you go along. So the walking stick, that note is on this page, and it's my last entry. So what am I going to do with that? How am I going to cross that off? When I get the walking stick done? No. When I get the walking stick out of the car and I bring it up and I start looking at that stick to see exactly how that quote will be etched into that walking stick when I start working on the project. We'll cross it off. eBay, Abella miniature bedroom set. I'm redoing a dollhouse. I've talked about this, and I'm renovating the dollhouse that I got as a child that my father made for me, and I decorated with my mother. It was always an ongoing project, and the fact is that I love that dollhouse, and I haven't done anything with it for years and years and years. My children were never very interested in it at all, but I want to preserve it, and I want to redo it for my grandchildren to enjoy. So I found this beautiful miniature bedroom set, which is a French country bedroom set, that is no longer available on the site I found it on. It was all sold out. So eBay now, I've already put a query in so that it will search for it if it ever comes up for sale. So that maybe I'll get that little set. So that was a job that was already done. And then the $125 parking and the $200 electric or projected costs for moving into a new building that I'm hoping I will be moving into. More about that later, because girl is going to move to a different town. And we'll talk about that on the show as well, because change is good. And when lifestyle changes, for good reasons or bad reasons, we adapt and we acclimate and we make decisions to move forward. Because sometimes we're forced into it. We don't have a choice and we have to make decisions based on a circumstance. Right now in my life and in many lives, you can choose what you want your life.